Good day, everyone. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network. Time for a look at our pre-opening markets here this morning. Complete check of all those markets coming up when we come back in a moment.
The Oklahoma Wheat Commission is proud to support the 2022 Oklahoma State University Wheat Variety Test Plot Tours underway across the Wheat Belt of the state of Oklahoma. Check with your local extension office to get details of the plot near you, and you can go to okwheat.org to find out details of the wheat field days that are planned between now and the end of May. The plot tours are a great way to compare wheat varieties side by side in your part of the state. That'll give you more information in making wheat variety decisions for your farm operation. The Oklahoma Wheat Commission, proud to support the Wheat Improvement Team and the development of wheat varieties in the state by wheat breeder Dr. Brett Carver that address the agronomic challenges in the Southern Plains and produce a high-quality wheat for the end user. The Oklahoma Wheat Commission, working hard for wheat producers.
Well, cash cattle traded mostly steady yesterday. Not a surprise. Surprise was that cattle could not find any support, even though corn futures fell significantly. Now, we've not seen any cash cattle trade here in our part of the country. Most of the trade is outside our area. Live cattle futures broke recent technical support, while feeder cattle made new contract lows. It may be tough to find traders willing to buy into the market aggressively over the course of the next few weeks, as there are quite a few cattle expected to be available to the market. Hog futures struggled early but found support after both cash and cutout showed strength yesterday. The large decline after the opening bell took some time to overcome, with contracts eventually moving to positive territory. The national direct afternoon report showed cash up 31 cents. Cutouts were able to gain $1.50 and the fourth consecutive day of gains. Weekly export sales may have some influence on the market, but the focus may be more on whether there can be another strong day of cutouts. Saturday's slaughter estimated at 58,000 head. On the grain, July Kansas City wheat is 30 cents lower early today, on track for a second day of falling prices as recent sharp declines in the stock market have rubbed some of the shine off wheat's speculative appeal. Now, as recently as Tuesday, July Kansas City wheat posted its highest close on record for a July contract, supported by numerous bearish concerns that are still true here today. July corn's trading about 7 cents lower early today, influenced lower by more selling in wheat, crude oil, and Dow Jones futures, but holding support above the 50-day average at 764. This is one of those times when grain prices are under pressure, largely because they've been so appealing to speculators as prices have risen higher the past several months. July soybeans up 0.75 cents early today, holding a modest gain for the week in spite of panicked selling in the stock market and worrisome headlines in the business news. July soybean meal up $2.20 yesterday. We'll check the futures in a moment.
Let's eat better. Let's eat healthier, and let's find simpler ways to do it. Make swaps while you shop, like whole grain bread over white bread. Use crock pots for easier dinners, and let your kids pitch in to make mealtime more fun. Together, we can all take simple steps to eat better and fill half our plates with fruits and veggies. Let's make every breakfast, lunch, and dinner a healthy winner. Get started today with tasty, healthy recipes at shapeyourfutureok.com, a program of TSET.
June live cattle down $1.50, 131.50. August down $1.77, 131.70. August feeder cattle down 97 cents, 165.80. September down 77, 168.45. June hogs up 95 cents yesterday, 106.10. Kansas City wheat, the July up down 43 and a quarter, 13.24 and a half. September down 42 and a quarter at 13.27. Chicago wheat, July down 46 and three quarters, 12.30 and three quarters. September down 45 and three quarters, 12.33. July corn down 19 and a quarter at 781 and a half. September down 19 and a half, 753 and a quarter. July soybeans down 15 and a quarter, 1662 and three quarters. August down 17 and a quarter at 1607.
I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network.